Wrapping up right there means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 285 in that continuing series. We're at 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. We have 49 degrees here in central Minnesota. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial. And streaming on the World Wide Web as we broadcast from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotional Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, we are Chasm. And yes, I mentioned it is our 285th program. We have our guest in the studio, and we're going to say good morning to Mr. Al Culla this morning. Al, how are you doing?
Doing great, Si.
All righty. You maybe want to pull those mics right up in front of you there, so you get right in. There you go. Yeah, don't be afraid of them. Just like back in the band days, you get right in there. So, Al Culla from St. Joe. And Al, how are you doing?
Great. We're doing great.
Yeah. Good. And you got your wife, Margie, along with you here?
Yeah. She's
lady of few words, I understand, huh?
A chauffeur.
She's a chauffeur. There you go. All righty. Well, we've had you on the show before, Al, but we wanted to talk to you about some of the ballrooms and the musicians over the years. We'll get into your career and all of that, too, but you brought some memorabilia along, and why don't you tell us what you got there, what it's all about?
Well, this goes way back to 1964. It was a script out of the St. Cloud Times where there was something like 13 or 14 dances schedules that were for that week or the weekend or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And we were playing twice. We were playing in Kimball, and we were playing in Cold Spring at that time. But that wasn't the only two places we played. Before the weekend was over, we had gone to Avon, and we had gone to Gutwalls. And then the following Monday, we're over at Richmond and back to Cold Spring again. And way back in April, May, and June, we played 29 jobs in those 3 months.
Wow. And that was with your band, with the Merrymakers?
Yep.
Okay.
1964.
And when did you form the band? How long?
1961.
61. So you were going great guns back then.
Yeah, it was 3 years after that, yeah.
All right. How many guys in the band back in those?
Six.
There's six of them?
Six-piece band, yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's very, very good. And, yeah, it was a lot of fun back in those days, huh? You could you could pick and choose where you wanted to go to a dance.
Well, there was always people calling for weddings or showers or parties or whatever, you know. And mm-hmm. Most of them were wedding dances that time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Were weddings.
And that time, the ballrooms were still booking the bands, too.
Well, a lot of them did, and then a lot of them called to see if you were available.
Okay.
And stuff.
Sure.
So, and then they'd book them wherever they wanted to go and stuff.
Oh, sure.
So it, yeah, the ballroom did most of it, though.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And you mentioned there was a lot of bands in those years, too, playing. How many did you come up with?
Well, this is a little later. I don't know if it was that during that time, but it's pretty much all the way through. But we had 101 bands that belonged to the St. Cloud Musicians Association.
Wow.
In 1980.
Wow. That's a lot.
There was about 550 members that belonged to it.
Wow.
And out of that, as far as I could figure out, there was about 41 accordion bands.
Uh-huh.
And those 25 concertina bands in
Cloud
area.
Wow.
Or central Minnesota, I should say.
And you were a member of the union already back then?
Back in 1957, I was already.
57. Yep. And you've become a lifetime member?
I'm a lifetime member.
Member. And you're an officer, too, are you not?
Yeah, I'm on the board of directors still.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Do you have one of the offices then? Are you secretary, or who are the officers?
No, I'm just on the board.
On the board, okay.
Big Gene Retka, you had him a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
He's the secretary.
He's the secretary these days. Who's president? Mike Murphy?
Mike Murphy's
Mike Murphy?
Secretary, yep.
And vice president?
We don't have one right now.
Okay. Okay. And then treasurer is... Gene handling that one, too? Secretary Treasurer. You had that office for a number of years, didn't you?
No, I didn't, really.
Didn't you?
No.
Okay, I thought you were in there.
No, you're thinking probably Normie Sherry.
Oh, Norm, that's right. Norm played with you, and Norm was for a number of years. So some great memories there over the years.
Yeah, that was a big run.
I know back in the years when I was an active member of the union, Bill Bach was president, and Bill did such a wonderful job.
Yep, he was a great man. I used him off and on because sometimes my players couldn't make it.
Yep.
And he always knew what you need and everything.
Really?
And
as a sax player, he played out of his wheelchair?
Yep.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, he was great for that.
Yeah. Now, was he able to drive? Did he have a... No. Somebody would always pick him up and bring
him? Yep.
My goodness. Wow. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, and he played with the big band with the Nocturnes there in St. Cloud for so many years. He was kind of the leader of that band.
He was the leader of that. Yeah. He had that going for years.
Okay. And then Tom Hislop was vice president for
at one time, a
good number of years.
Yep.
And I think Jerry Simonich, was he in on the...
He was, I think, mostly on the board of directors.
On board of directors, too. Yeah. So who else is on the board these days, then?
Well, that's L. Stein is.
L. Stein,
he's, he's there, and let's see who else we have there.
Put you on the spot.
Well, they are, but L. Stein is the one that plays old time yet.
Okay.
And Gene Retka and myself.
Oh yes.
I'm the only concertina player left.
Really, out of all those
all
players,
those 25. Yeah.
Yeah. My goodness. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Uh huh. Well, you got started way back in the day. You knew people, Tony and Betty Wolf. They were some great promoters of old-time music.
I don't think I'd be playing if it wasn't for them.
Yeah.
They got me going.
Okay. How'd you meet them? Were you related to them?
No. I was just looking for a concertina, and Christy Engels was always supposed to bring me one up, and he never did. I'd meet him at different dance halls, and you always forget it.
Uh-huh.
And then in 1955, in December, Tony and Betty, they started at the first concertina display at Gilbert Stiles Bar in Richmond.
Oh, really? That's where the first one was?
It's Corky's Bar now.
Uh-huh.
And that's where it was at, and that's where we went. And the little concertina, 76 key.
Really?
$5 down, $5 a month. That's what I went home with.
Oh, my goodness.
Home and practice.
How old were you then, about?
I was out of high school.
Out of high school already. So you were, okay. So it was nothing. You didn't take a band in school or anything like that?
No, never had a chance.
So this was all after. You just had an interest.
Yeah.
Probably went to the dances and you seen those guys and you thought, boy, that looks pretty cool. I want to try that too.
Those guys were Elmer Scheid and Donnie Klossner and Christy Engels and Earl Schmidt. They were all great players.
Yes. Jerry Schuff. They all came into the area and you'd get to see them. Okay. Yeah. So you started just practicing and playing and went from there. Okay. And then you took lessons from Betty too then, from Tony and Betty?
Well, it was actually Tony.
Oh, Tony was.
Tony was the first week that he had the lessons, and that was in a little building next to Gretsch's.
Barbershop in St.
John's?
That's where they had it. Yeah.
He had rented that, and he was going to teach music out of that. And then that didn't last very long.
Okay.
But... No, Tony got my first dollar, and
uh-huh.
But then after a while, Betty really helped me out getting going and stuff.
Yeah, she took such an interest in it.
Well, help arranging the music and stuff showed me how to do it.
You bet.
And we got started with Butch was playing clarinet.
Uh-huh.
And then he wanted to play with me. So then Betty wrote him up clarinet music too. So every Monday night I'd go down there. We'd go down in the basement, and then we'd play to some clarinet spot that Betty had wrote up.
Uh-huh.
We'd play that part, and then we'd practice and stuff down there. And then Betty got sort of tired of that. She says, Al, I'll show you how to do this, and then you can start writing it.
So okay.
That's how I got into it.
Sure. Well, that was cutting in on her fishing time, probably.
Well, we did go fishing.
Yeah, you guys did go.
It was on a Monday night. Tuesday, we went fishing, probably.
Oh, yeah. And this time of the year, you'd have been on the ice, probably.
Up north, yeah.
Yep, north, where there was still good ice, you'd go. I know
up there, yeah.
Tony
yeah.
loved those lakes up north there. Oh, Twin Lakes, Roy Lake, all of those. I got along on some of those trips, too.
Yeah,
summertime, were, yeah. Yeah,
those were great days. Boy.
Yeah, you bet. Well, that must have been quite a thrill to be, you know, as you look back, playing on all those ballrooms and, yeah.
Yeah,
and,
it's really amazing. There was a lot of them around way back then. Like I say, what I counted up was 35 of the ballrooms and dance halls.
Okay.
And then that don't include all the Legions, VFW clubs, and Moose and Elk clubs and all that stuff that were around.
Well, just for kicks, we're going to just go through them a little bit here one by one. And the one that comes to mind first is Granite City Coliseum. And
yeah.
I know you spent a number of nights there. I did,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
What a great owner there, huh? Cy Sockery?
Cy Sockery.
Yep. He was one of the best. You never had to buy a drink if you were at the band.
Yep,
he set them up all night long
all
for
night
you.
All night long,
yep. And I can still picture him yet behind the big bar there. He had that cigar in his mouth there and a black suit on. Kind of looked like he might have been from the mafia or something. But, boy, he was just an easygoing guy, just the best guy to work for, I thought.
Always friendly.
Yep.
There's always a smile on his face,
And Webb Daniels was what, kind of a silent partner?
He was a silent partner with him, yeah.
Yeah, but Cy was really the front.
Cy usually took care of the common people, and Webb, he had more the high-class people he was involved with.
Oh, yeah.
And they all came out there to dance.
And now they also owned the fairgrounds for a time, didn't
they? Well, that was afterwards in the later years. Then,
okay.
I forget the guy's name at Cliff. Was he? No. Cliff was his first name. He had the fairgrounds, and then he gave it up, and then Side and Webb took that over to him.
Oh, okay. So they ran them, both of them there for a while.
Yeah, both of them for a while,
And then I think, was it Ralph Hutmaker bought it in the later years then?
I think in the back. I don't really got involved in that too much because then they had other things going in there.
Right. They changed the venue a little bit. Cedar Point, who was the owner of that one? And put you on the spot here a little bit.
I was trying to think of that.
I should know this, too.
He was...
But they were good owners, too.
Very good owners. Most I can remember about Cedar Point, we played there one night, and that was just when the daylight saving time turned around.
Oh, yeah.
Changed over, you know.
Uh-huh.
And here we're up in the bandstand, 9 o'clock comes, I play the first number, and look outside, and there's a farmer goes by baling hay in.
Oh, really?
So he never got to the ballroom till 10:30.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So that's how much that all changed around, you know, in time to come, you know.
Well, then we'd go down to I-94, and it wasn't there back in those years, but then there was another beautiful ballroom, the Lakeview Ballroom in Avon.
Avon was a nice...
Gus Licky, huh?
Yep.
And another good owner, yeah.
Nice guy, yeah.
Yep, easy to work for.
Nice ballroom, there's paintings on the walls.
Yeah, I remember that.
All paintings on the walls and stuff, it was really nice, yeah.
Yep, and then he retired, sold it... And they changed it to Dino's, and I believe that was, Irv Schiffler bought it. And then, who was it? Dave Bergman ran it.
Bergman ran it for a while, too.
Yep. So, and we're going to go down the road just a little further in just a minute. If we can ask you to hold that thought, Al, we're going to take a break here to read the ad from our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back with you. So, greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. Spring has sprung, which means the outdoor brat sales in front of the St. Joe Meat Market are beginning this weekend, weather permitting, of course. Doesn't sound favorable in the forecast, but today wouldn't be just too bad. Weather nice and, a little bit of rain. With the St. Joe Men's Lions organization, they are the first of our charitable organizations up to bat first. Yes, the St. Joe Lions will be cooking and hosting this brat sale, and what a great job they've done over the years. Come out and enjoy a brat and a beverage for a very reasonable fee while supporting a very worthwhile cause. Also with the brat sales begins the Brat of the Week summer feature that starts up again for another season. The Brat of the Week this week is our smoked ballpark brats as the Major League Baseball season has begun. For the ballpark brats, we start with a nice blend of pork and beef, add the special ballpark brat seasoning, and smoke them in our state-of-the-art smokehouses. You can come in and take 30 cents off each package all week long this week, unlimited quantities. As always, for more great in-store specials, call 320-363-4913, like us on Facebook, or look us up on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. Thank you from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. Al, for being our guest on the show, and you've been here before, you know how it works. We put up a nice meat package. In fact, we brought it along today for you, and I hope that you and Marge and those around you enjoy it in good health. How's that worked out for you?
Sounds great, Si.
All right, you bet. You guys can handle all of that that comes in that package?
Well, we got all week to do it.
You got all week? Oh, that's wonderful. Well, very good. Well, we were talking about the ballrooms and visiting with Al Cullough right now. Al, of course, a member of the Musicians Union and on the board and has worked with all the ballrooms and the bands over the years. And so we were at Dino's in Avon. Well, moving down a little further down Highway 52 as it was back in the days, now 94, we come to New Munich. And boy, that was a romp and stomping place, huh?
That was a good place.
The New Munich Ballroom.
It was always busy there. Yeah.
You bet. And that was Irv Schiffler's ballroom, too.
Well, his dad.
Okay.
First, yeah.
Who was his dad?
Whiff
Schiffler. Yeah. I heard that. Yep.
Yep.
And, of course, they also had the Green Lantern over in St. Anthony over the years. So, yeah, they brought in a lot of polka bands, but they brought in other modern and country bands.
Yeah. Most of them all were German bands at the beginning. Then later in the years after the 80s, then pretty much was a lot of Polish bands.
Yeah, Polish bands country variety bands.
Right, yeah.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, that's when it switched all over. So,
well, we'll take a little trip north of I-94, go through Avon, and we come to St. Anna, and Shemindas had a beautiful ballroom. It's still there today yet.
Yep,
it's Pelican Lake Ballroom, St. Anna.
They have good chicken fries and everything.
On Tuesday
there,
nights, yeah, their weekly chicken fry. They don't book any bands anymore, but we've been to a few occasions. If somebody gets married, they can hire a band, and they'll still have music there.
Yeah. Anniversaries, a lot of anniversaries.
Stage is still there. The dance floor is intact. So,
there, yeah.
Yeah. And that was Steve Shemindas over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Now his son, Ron.
Stanley.
Or Stanley Shemindas. Yeah, Shemindas. Steve was his brother.
Steve was a trumpet slide
trombone player with Bob Rennie Band and Stan Rennie Band. Yeah, yeah. But Stan owned it for years, and now his son Ron and
Pat
took it over, and of course still do those tremendous chicken fries out there. All right, let's go south of the freeway over to Richmond, Riverside Coliseum.
Yep.
Boy, many dance jobs over there, and I can remember Elmer Niehaus owning it, huh?
He was one of the first ones that added there,
And then over the years, some other great proprietors. Earl Schmidt did such a great job with it.
Earl Schmidt was probably one of the last ones there, probably. Earl is a nice guy, nice guy.
Yeah, did such a great job.
Great job there,
booking all those bands in there, you bet. Yeah. And then coming back towards St. Cloud down 23, that ballroom's no longer there. The Blue Heron sits there now.
Yep.
But that was the Cold Spring Ballroom, huh?
Cold Spring Ballroom, yeah.
I never got into that one. That one burnt down, you say?
Yep.
It did, huh?
Arnie Speedhead ran it way back.
Okay.
And then the Bouchers ran it for a while.
Okay.
And then that's when they turned it over to the Blue Heron then after that, I guess.
Sure. Yeah. So. And a number of other ballrooms still in Stearns County. If you head down 55, you come to Kimball. There was the Playland Ballroom in Kimball, and Harold Schmitz had that one for a number of years.
For a number of years.
And that was my mom's cousin. So, mom was a Schmitz, so they were cousins.
Yeah.
And, nice ballroom as well.
We played a lot of New Year's there for many years.
Oh, did you?
And, they got so busy there that the Marge and Diane had help out sometimes, hanging coats and stuff like
really?
That to get all the people in there.
Uh-huh.
They packed them in there on New Year's. You know?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
So they had to help out to get everybody in situated in there.
Okay. Now, did you ever play at the St. Wendell Ballroom?
Yep.
That was a ballroom years ago over, was it behind Achman's Bar or someplace in that area?
Yeah, it's back in there. Yeah,
yeah. And I've heard stories. Whoopi John came in there and a lot of the big bands, Six Fat Dutchman, huh, came to that ballroom.
That must have been way back in the 40s.
That's what I heard, yeah,
50s,
yeah,
yeah.
So that was a going place back then. Yeah. And yeah, boy, I can imagine how they packed them in when bands like that would come in. Yeah. Some other ballrooms that... well, going further west, I know the Elgon Ballroom out of Alexandria.
Yeah,
that was a beautiful ballroom. Big, spacious ballroom.
Yeah, yeah. We always, when we went there to play, there was always a double wedding.
Okay.
Always a double wedding there. And they had the room to do it, too. It was really a big place.
You bet, yeah.
And a nice place, too, yeah.
Yeah, and I should have mentioned when we were talking about Riverside Coliseum in Richmond, that building still stands there today yet.
Yep.
And I think they still have occasions over there, too. They don't book any bands, but... again, if you have a wedding, you can hire a band to come in. So
I think if I remember right, they're having some kind of a play there coming up here.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So. All right. Other ballrooms that, you know, and you can travel a little further around state if you want. I know if you get down towards the Twin Cities, you probably played the Bel Ray Ballroom, huh?
I was down there, but I didn't. We never did.
Never did play there? Okay.
No, we stayed pretty much in the
St. Cloud area.
St. Cloud area, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know out east, Foley had the Fun Center. That was a good one.
Yeah.
And
Eden Lakeside Club.
Oh, yes, Eden Valley, the Eden Lakeside Club.
Higgs ran that one. I was playing it there, yeah.
Yeah, and then Butch Wolf bought it for a while. Butch and Cy Prom, those guys.
They had it for a while, yeah.
They had it going pretty decent, you bet.
Yeah,
yeah, and that one is still operating today.
It's still going, yeah.
They're still having food out there at different times. We advertise for them, and...
Yeah.
Still a going place, too. You bet.
And then we had the one in Roscoe, too. That was
Al's
Tavern.
Al's Tavern, yes, yeah. And that one's been remodeled, and that's still standing, too.
That's still there, yeah.
Yeah. And that was Al, was it Hageman?
Hageman,
yep, yep,
mm-hmm.
Yep. I think I remember playing with you on one occasion, Al. We went up to Browerville. The Lakeside Ballroom up there?
It was a Horseshoe.
Horseshoe Ballroom, there we go.
Ballroom, yeah.
Yep, yep.
It was Harold Cheetah, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Clarissa, they had a ballroom,
yep.
And still do. Yeah,
yep.
That one is still there. Yeah, some good, you know, and it was always fun. As I look back over my career, it was fun to go to the different ballrooms, you know.
They were all unique, all different.
You know? Yes.
When you get in, there's a different feeling and everything else.
Yep.
Just to be in them, you know.
Some of them had more booths, and some had tables,
yep.
And but they all had that longer style dance floor. And then either they'd have seating around the area or maybe little pockets of seating.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And, yeah, those were all big ballrooms. Yeah.
Absolutely. You bet. It's sad. Well, we missed one in St. Joe. It's no longer there. But the Delwyn Ballroom, Eddie Miller,
yep.
That was his dream, huh? He came out and danced to you guys' music many times.
Yeah.
He was part of the Polka Club.
Yeah.
Polka was.
We played the grand opening over there.
Did you really? You played for the grand opening, the Delwyn Ballroom. And he named it after himself and his wife, huh?
Yep.
It was Edwin, so that's where the Delwyn came from, and his wife was Delphine. Or Dolores, was it?
Yeah, Dolores.
Dolores, okay. Yeah. And boy, I think poor Ed and Dolores, they'd probably roll over in their grave if they knew what happened to it now. I mean, it's
it's gone, really.
Yep, yep. And the Trobecs did so well with it there, right towards the end. They were trying to keep it going, but the owner just was not compatible. So, that one went by the wayside.
Yeah.
So, any other ones we're missing?
Spring Hill's still going.
Spring Hill, yes. The Horseshoe Ballroom in Spring Hill, and that one's still going yet.
But that's been built over, too, hasn't
it? Has it? Has it been
remodeled or
remodeled or something? Yeah. I think I played my very first dance job with Ray Dronnell over there at Spring Hill. And, boy, I can remember that time it was a packed house, boy. You know, and you'd get into those rural areas. All the farm kids came out. And back in the days, the laws were more relaxed. If you could look over the top of the bar, they'd serve you a 3-2 beer. So it was pretty awesome. Going up Highway 10, Little Falls Ballroom there. Will
Falls.
Still owns that one, and they still run a dance now and then.
Oh, yeah, that's still going,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. So.
And then
Little Rock had a ballroom?
Little Rock, yeah. That was Little Rock Pavilion.
Yeah. I played there already.
Yeah, that was. In fact, that's the first job that Mel Mayer played with me.
Oh, is that right? Mel Mayer is a great drummer from Central Minnesota, from Annandale. Yeah. And we got to get Mel in here one of these days as a guest, too. I'm sure he's got a few miles and a little history on him to tell, too.
Histories.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, and these are ballrooms that we're talking about, and I'm sure we're missing some from around the state. I mean, when I played with Tony and Betty for a while there, we used to get down to Rochester. Oh, 8-10 times a year that they would play Rochester. And, boy, that was a long haul. Yeah. But a great dance hall down there in Rochester.
Yeah.
Owatonna had a ballroom. They had good dances. Yeah. New Prague Park Ballroom, that one's still there.
We never traveled that far because we all were working and stuff. And everybody had to get back home.
So sure.
If we stayed right around, our area was pretty much from Brainerd over to in Alexandria, over to Glenwood, down to Wilmer, Litchfield area and stuff, and then the other way going down to Monticello.
Sure.
That was pretty much the area that we did, and we had all the jobs we wanted. So.
Yep, you bet. Who were all the guys in the band back in your heydays there, Al? You know you had a Blonigan on trumpet,
Jerry Blonigan, yeah.
Jerry Blonigan.
Johnny Culp was a sax player. They were our first players.
Uh-huh.
And Andy Miller.
And Andy Miller was a bass horn player.
Okay.
And then we had drummers. Victor Blonigan played for at the start, and then Melvin took over.
Uh-huh.
And then Melvin's cousin, Ralph, took over for a while.
Okay.
And then those different ones, and Normie Scher played for a while. And there was quite a few different ones, yeah.
Yep, I sat in a couple times on trumpets. Usually when you take two trumpets, I was second trumpet player along with Jerry.
Yep, and then we had Tim Jarno. He played for me for many years.
Oh, okay. Sax player?
All the way through, yeah, sax player.
Sax player, yeah.
He's head in the Manicore band.
Oh, that's right. And I think he was band director out at Foley for a number of years, too.
He was a school teacher, yeah.
School teacher, yeah. Band director, yeah.
And then we had another one, a gal that went for a music teacher was Cindy Larson. She played with us while she was going to college here in St. Cloud State. And then way back with that, Tom Knapp, he was another sax player.
Oh, yes, I remember Tom, too.
He was a judge and stuff.
Yep. Stearns County judge.
They're all retired.
Yep.
And let's see, am I missing anybody?
The years go by. Boy, it's easy to miss a few because, a lot of memories, a lot of good times. Now, we talked about the ballrooms. We didn't even mention any of the Legion clubs or VFWs or
Moose clubs and Eagles,
yeah. There's lots of those. Of course, St. Joe, St. Cloud, they all had a number of those. Those were fun.
At one time, they all went strong. They were all doing great.
Yep.
Yeah. And then one that I really get a kick out of playing, that's way back in the 60s.
Uh-huh.
It's a place on Osakis, Barefoot Louis.
Oh, Barefoot Louis. That was a club or a ballroom?
No, it was just mainly, actually, it was little of everything.
Oh,
it was a grocery store, and you could go buy shoes in there.
Oh, really?
And the neatest thing about that, it was a big concert building.
Okay.
And when we came up there to play it, you opened the big doors on the one end, you backed your trailer right in, close the door, and then you open up the back of the band trailer, and then you went right onto the stage.
And
the stage was a iron wheel wagon with a hay rack on it. and that was the worst part of it. But everything in that building, you didn't sit on a chair. They had a table with a big spool of wire.
Oh, one of those,
big spool wires.
Yeah.
And then you didn't even have a chair. You sat on a stump.
Oh, on a stump. Oh, golly.
And they call that Barefoot Louis.
Barefoot Louis in Osakis. Yeah, that reminds me. There was also the Sox Center Coliseum in Sox Center, Minnesota. That one was going well back in the days. Diamond Point, that was a...
Diamond Point.
Yep.
Still going.
Yeah, and then you go over to Glenwood. They had a nice ballroom on the lakeside.
There was also Knotty Pine that was over by Browerville.
Oh,
too.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And then there was another one right before that was Round Prairie.
Prairie, yes, yeah. That one had a dance hall.
And that was a log cabin ballroom.
Yes, the log cabin. Yeah. I think the Deutschmeisters might have done their first recording over there or something.
They did somewhere there, yes.
Yeah, neat. Oh, that's some great history. And I know we're missing some, and the phone was ringing, and somebody probably wanted to get in and tell us that we're missing one or something like that. But at any rate, our time is running short. Yep. Al, we want to ask you, like we have in the past, give us a good memory from over the years, one that you want to share with the listeners, special time, maybe it was good, bad, or otherwise. Did you get stuck in a snowstorm, or did you play in front of 10,000 people or do anything?
Well, we played years back. We played for the bishops in St. John's.
Oh, did you?
They had their annual retreat over there where uh-huh. all the bishops from the United States came for a retreat.
Okay.
And we played it for 1 year, and next year we got called back. You know, normally they skip and they go a different place every year.
Yeah.
But St. John's, they came back twice, and they wanted everything the same. The
band,
Cy Prom did the cooking of the hog up there.
Oh, Bob Prom or Cy?
Bob
Prom, yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So we had to do that twice.
Well, that's pretty awesome. And them bishops, they knew what was good music,
yeah,
huh?
The cardinal from New York even came up and sang with us.
Oh, he did. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. And we didn't even get into the bands. We'll have to do this thing another time and go through all the different bands that were here from central Minnesota. I know we talked about the Deutschmeisters and yourself, the Merrymakers. And then, of course, the Graniteers were from Sauk Rapids, Minnesota. Harlanders out of Annandale.
Yep.
And
all good bands.
You bet. Yeah. And if we weren't playing, we'd go out and see one of those bands, too. Man.
We had time to see them.
Yeah. It was always fun.
And one thing I can remember, one time we played at the Elgin Ballroom, and we were playing. That's after playing a couple jobs already before that. And I can remember at that time Johnny Culp was still playing with us. And he told Jerry and he told Mel, I'm pretty sure Mel was drumming. He says, now you guys talk to me so I don't sleep on the way home.
Uh-huh.
Keep me awake. So so we started coming back down 94. We came through Sauk Center. It looked like they were still behind. And came through New Munich. It looked like they were still behind. Usually in Freeport, they would turn off, you know, and they came by Freeport, the car's still falling. But in the meantime, those cars passed and us and everything, so
sure.
I didn't know exactly where they were.
Sure.
So here we get all the way down to Avon, and before Spock Lake's there, the car turns off. Oh, how come that car followed me all the way down there?
And then turns off.
And then turns off. So then the next night we played. Johnny Culp says, how come you didn't signal that I should turn off in Freeport?
So they got an extended tour of, that night. They came all the way to Avon.
They got involved in talking so much they forgot to turn off.
Oh, my goodness. Yep. Some awesome memories.
But then they had to drive all the way back to...
But those were great days in the bandwagon, too, weren't they?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you'd share stories. Everybody came from a different walk of life, and so you'd talk about... Well, in our case, we were butchers, my dad and myself, and you guys were construction people, and you'd have farmers, yep. And so you'd just share information, what you did the day or the week before, and but it all came together mutually with music.
All came together.
Yep. Well, very good, Al. With that, we're going to let you guys run. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing all that information with us. And like I told you last time, good Lord willing, you and I are both here down the road. We'll do this thing again sometime.
Sure, that'll be great.
All righty. So thanks a bunch. And Marge, thank you for coming along.
Thank you.
And I understand you're Al's chauffeur.
I am.
On the mend a little bit. He's had some surgery or?
He just had pacemaker.
Okay. All right. And folks are probably wondering, I should have asked you too, Al, before I let you run. Still squeezing that concertina, or is it a little tough these days?
No, I kind of gave it up. My little finger and the one next to it is... don't go anymore.
So they want to be retired, huh?
They said it's enough.
They said that's enough. All right. Well, you guys have a safe trip home again, and thanks again.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All righty. And there they go. Al Cullough, along with his wife, March, our 285th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Al Kala and the Merrymakers. It's coming up shortly. Our theme wrapping up right there with our Musicians Come and Play program, and that was Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks. We're now at 23 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. We have 51 degrees. Our current temperature, still overcast skies and cloud cover here in central Minnesota. Very humid outside. Yeah, last we checked, it was 51% the humidity. The dew point was at 51. There we go. So that's why it feels a little on the sticky side. Well, we're going to jump right into music by Al Kala and the Merrymakers. And one neat thing that Al did over the years, he did some recording but never produced it, never had it produced. And here a couple of years ago, Al put out a CD, and it's called Al Kala and the Merrymakers Band. Some of the music that you might have heard him play over the years. And right now we're going to start out with a good old-time number. It's one called the Schneider Polka, Al Kala and the Merrymakers.
Thank you.
McCullough on the concertina solo there with one called the Schneider Polka. Here's one that Al arranged himself and recorded, one called Al's Landler. Landler tune there with the Merrymakers Orchestra, one called Al's Landler. We're coming up on 28 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, and we have 51 degrees as we move into the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Tour Coles First Line Tours. Yes, Dave Bertowski and the gang, they bring us the first portion here of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And right now they are talking about some big events coming up. And first of all, it's going to be an American birthday bash with Joyce and Jerry Dance Band. You can join Turco Travel. That's going to be July 11th, just $79 per person. And it's called the Miami of the North. It's a cruise on the Destiny on Gull Lake. Should be a fun time. Round trip motor coach transportation. Comfort stop in the morning on the way. A cruise on Gull Lake with live music by Joyce and Jerry. And then there's going to be a great lunch at Craigan's and also a stop at Camp Ripley Military Museum on the way home. So sounds like a great time. $79 gets you on board the bus and depart from Shopko West in St. Cloud at 8:45 on July 11th. So that's a great, great trip there. To get on board that one, give Turco a call. Phone number toll-free, 1-800-868-7261. And then looking ahead, in October, they did this one last year, going to do it again this year. It's the Polka Fest at Northern Lights in Walker, Minnesota, October 22nd and 23rd. That's a Tuesday and Wednesday. And round trip deluxe motor coach transportation, one night at the luxurious Northern Lights Casino and Hotel. The cost is just $115 per person based on double occupancy. Jerry and Joyce Band again performing, and yeah. Departing from Shopko West, St. Cloud, 8:30 on the 22nd, or 9 o'clock from Little Falls at the McDonald's restaurant. And, yeah, Just give Turco a call to get on board the bus, 1-800-868-7261. Dave and the gang over at Turco, they'd love to hear from you, so make that call this week. Turco proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. All righty, 28 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we have 51, our temperature here in Albany. Another great polka tune by, this one here, kind of a unique one. Tony and Betty, they did something really neat with their students, and that includes myself and Al and Andy Stangler and Butch Wolf and Arlene Tyson. I'm trying to think back who else was all on that recording, but there was a bunch of us. The Thielen boys, yes, from Cold Spring. So Betty had taught all of us concertina, and then they decided to make a recording, and they wanted to feature some of their students on this recording. So it was called Deutschmeisters and Friends. Well, Al did several numbers, and here's one that Tony and Al teamed up on. It's called the Guido Polka, and Tony actually plays the concertina on this one, and Al plays the harmonica. It was a big hit back then, still is today. There by Tony Wolf on the concertina, Al on the harmonica, and that's like a, you would say, probably one of a kind, the Guido Polka off of the CD, Al Kala and the Merrymakers. Waltz time right now, a great tune, one called the Lakeside Waltz. Thank you. And that was the Lakeside Waltz with Al Culla and the Merrymakers. And yes, that was featuring a concertina with the electronics on. That actually had the bass horn and the piano, everything right in it there. So nice job by Al on the Lakeside Waltz. Moving into the middle portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And look who's back. It's Kevin's Countryside back with us, sponsoring our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And, of course, Kevin located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. Sells those brand new Hustler lawn mowing machines. The zero turn lawnmower helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Now, Kevin has a whole boatload of new Hustlers on hand. I was just out there last week, so check out the different engine and mowing deck sizes available to you. There's some beautiful brochures there. Kevin sent one along with me of the Hustler, and boy, this book is getting bigger and bigger every year. So everything from those little Raptors all the way up to the Super Zs and beyond now. They even make one in a diesel. Some great machines, whether you're into just mowing for your private use or if you have a lawn cutting company, there's a lawnmower to fit your needs. They have the Hustler Z, and that happens to be a diesel. So check those out over at Kevin's Countryside. Of course, Kevin also does repair work in all makes and models, so check that out. Kevin can tune your lawnmowers up, sharpen your blades, change your belts and hoses, lubricants, do all that for you. He accepts trades and reconditions those that he takes in. So always there's some used ones around there. If you're looking for something economical, Kevin can usually fix you up there as well. For more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. Again, that's Kevin's Countryside. You just head on out of St. Joe, County Road 3, about 6 miles there. Look for him on the right side, right-hand side of County Road 3 as you're heading north. Big sign in the ditch there hanging on the post that says Kevin's Countryside. And a beautiful yard to try those Hustlers out. And a great guy to deal with there. Mr. Kevin Mauger, you'll enjoy it. You bet. Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us the middle portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 20 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, 51, our temperature here in Albany. And, let's pick out a nice two-step number. How about one called You and Me, Al Culla and the Merrymakers?
But when I realize I want to be, and I see the same about you, darling, we belong together, you and me. When you smile, me and lose my blues.
Number there with Alcala and the Merrymakers, and that featuring his Stradivarius concertina with the Elcavox on it, and made it sound like a full band there. Very, very nice. Nice polka tune, one called the Happy Wanderer Polka up next. Wanderer Polka with Al Kulla and the Merrymakers. 14 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. 51 degrees, our temperature here in Albany. As we move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of Little Falls. Laverne and Kim Bizdock, yes, they would love to have you join their traveling family. Continue to make miles and smiles with them as they have for so many years. And boy, looking at this brochure that I got from Laverne, you can flip the page. Half of it is gone already. That's already in the books. And boy, a great time they've had. But they would love for you to join them And second half of the year, there's still some great trips to come. So top of the page, the National Quilt and Museum tour to Paducah, Kentucky. That's later this month. Also going to do the Ark Encounter to Berea, Kentucky, and that's in May. Then they look forward to the 26th annual Alaska Cruise and Land Vacation. That's in July. They're doing a pilgrimage tour with Father Joe Hertzing in August. 16th annual Canadian Rockies by rail and motor coach in August. And yes, the list goes on. And we'll highlight some of those as we get into the later part of the year. But to get on board the bus, to make a reservation, to be on their mailing list, just give Laverne and Kim a call. They're standing by. 1-800-840-9211. And they really keep up a nice web page. So check out all of these trips on the web page there. Pictures and all sorts of things about the trips. And that is www.lavernestravel.com. Either way, they'd love to hear from you. So make that call today, this week. Laverne's Travel, they proudly bring us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 8 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock and 50 degrees now. We dropped a degree. So back to 50 here in central Minnesota. Music continues right now. Here's a nice arrangement on this CD, one called The Clarinet Polka, Al Culla and the Merrymakers. Nice arrangement there of the clarinet polka, and that was Tim Jarno on the clarinet, musician with Merrymakers for a number of years there, doing a great job. Here's another nice polka, one called the Patrol Polka. Thank you. Nice polka tune there. One called the Patrol Polka. Well, the old clock on the wall says it's time to wind things down. We're coming up on 7 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we have 50 degrees here in central Minnesota. Here's a nice waltz tune. This one was a theme song for Whoopi John all those years. Al Kalla and the Merrymakers, their rendition of the Mohican Waltz. Calling the Merrymakers with one called the Mohican Waltz, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. And we're coming up on 4 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. We have 50 degrees here in central Minnesota.